If you will, if I did, I have. If you read many of the conversation that the Jews had with Jesus, and even during Peter, Paul, and John and the rest of the apostles during the early days of the church, if you will read, as you read those letters and you read the gospel, you'll find out those Jews were so stuck on the law and they didn't even understand it. Jesus was trying to tell them, here I am. No, but the law of Moses said this, and they didn't know what it was talking about. And we are here today, and many folk would put the Bible down for some tradition somebody had brought up in church. And they'll stand on it. I'm going to give you one. I said they will stand on it, fight you. And some of them try to hit you. I've seen a fight on church ground. I guess it's as mighty well just as good as it's there as well. If any good in it. Huh? Here's one. Bet you get the greatest fight. Here's one of the ones. Robert Rules of Order. Majority win. And we want on every board meeting, every kind of meeting we got, we want that. We live by it. You can't find it in the Bible. It's not the majority wins what the king says. It's what the head of the church says. And we agree with him because he's right. And this is not trying to put in a fellows are flowers on me, but it's just the truth, and people need to know the truth. If a pastor is ahead, is the pastor ahead of the church, he should have the last say so in that church. Because when I stand before God, you ain't gonna be able to stand there and for me and say, well, he would have did this, but we didn't let it. He said, I didn't call you. Now get out of the way. I don't talk to you, Jimmy. So then, if he's going to talk to me about it, I'm not going to let you do that to me. I don't care how mad you get, how much you think Robert Rules of Order ought to be what we do it by. Well, he's just a dictator. No, I'm just a follower of the instructor. You get accused of all kind of stuff because, and this is how we got in trouble, because we want to make our own rules. We want to live our own lives. We want to do whatever we want to do. And this is what got us in trouble. I'm not going to even try to get amen this morning. So verse 18 says, it's still up there. Don't take it down. Leave it up there. I ain't done with that. Amen. Thank you. All right, glory to God. Leave it up there. They need to look at it. So it says, verse 18 says, but when you are what? Directed by the Spirit, you are not under the obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your what? Is it up there? Oh, okay. When you follow what?
The desires of your
when you follow the desires of your what? Sinful nature, the results are very clear. When you follow your sinful nature, the results that's going to happen to you are very clear. Sexual immorality. What do we have in our world today? Can y'all talk to me? One that I know there's many out there, but one I know because when I was a boy, you know, I was amused by it. Playboy magazine. Have any of y'all seen that, heard of it? They have a show. How can I say that? Like jungle living. You don't see anybody? Jungle living. And they out there nude. What do you call it? Out there, I mean they knew at. You're naked and afraid. You ought to be afraid. And when people are controlled or follow their sinful nature, you will see all kind of conversion. You see all kind of immoral, ungodly, unclean, filthy thing. You say, how in the world can anybody do that? Because Satan have access to that realm. He is a filthy, unclean, ungodly, unholy, low down, stinking, no good, filthy devil. And he'll drag you down to trash and garbage and cause you to wallow in it. And when he uses you up, he'll walk away from you, go try to find somebody else. And so many people have been sucked into it, and that's because you're looking good and you're fine. Your cheeks are rosy. And the Bible says, Absalom, David's son, Absalom, David loved and said that was one more good looking dude from his head to his toe. And when you get too good looking, you get too stuck on yourself because everybody looking at you. Whoo, they looking at me. But you start acting the fool you want to. Let me go on. Sexual immorality, impurity, what else? Lust for pleasure, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, division, envy, drunkenness, wild partying, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not, say with me, will not inherit. And I mean, you they have this thing over here. I know we know about it, and so I don't care. They have this thing over here, this thing in West Point, called going 45 south, called the pony, ride the pony. and everybody know what it is. That's not the only one. You drive through Memphis, you see them. They got different names, but you see them. But here's my point: that you who love God, and then allow yourself to get sucked into that. You are sucked in with a crowd that God specifically said, emphatically he said it. You, that kind of stuff will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so you think you're going to get in there and get away? I'm so cute. I'm so handsome. God let me by. Oh,